This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The oxygen supply for the 53 crew members of an Indonesian submarine missing in waters off Bali is believed to have run out early Saturday with no sign of the vessel. That search has resumed, bolstered by the arrival of a sonar-equipped Australian warship. The submarine disappeared after it last reported dive Wednesday off the resort island, and concern is mounting it may have sunk too deep to reach or recover in time. The Navy chief says the submarine was expected to run out of oxygen around 3 a.m. Saturday. Apart from the Australian warship, an American reconnaissance aircraft is also expected to join the search. U.S. health officials have lifted an 11-day pause on Johnson & Johnson's vaccines following a recommendation by an expert panel. Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday the benefits of the single-dose COVID shot outweigh a rare risk of blood clots. The CDC and Food and Drug Administration decided that J&J's vaccine is critical to fight the pandemic and that the small clot risk could be handled with warnings to help younger women decide if they should use the shot or an alternative. European regulators earlier this week made a similar decision. Ghislaine Maxwell has faced her trial judge in person for the first time as lawyers squabble over exactly when she should be tried on sex trafficking charges alleging that she procured teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse at his posh residences. Maxwell pleaded not guilty Friday to sex trafficking conspiracy and the sex trafficking charge. They were added in a rewritten indictment filed last week in Manhattan federal court. This is VOA News. Authorities say seven North Carolina deputies have been placed on leave in the aftermath of a black man being shot and killed by members of their department serving drug-related search and arrest warrants. The disclosure comes as calls increase for the release of deputy body camera footage amid signs that Andrew Brown Jr. was shot in the back and killed as he was trying to drive away. The sheriff's office major confirmed the number of deputies on leave due to the shooting, and the governor of the state, Roy Cooper, joined calls for the swift release of the body camera footage, saying that initial reports of what happened are tragic and extremely concerning. French prosecutors have opened a terrorism investigation to detain three people after a police official was stabbed to death inside a police station outside Paris. The assailant was shot and killed by officers in the town outside, and the France's National Anti-Terrorism Prosecutor said his office took over the probe because the attacker had staked out the station because of statements he made during the attack and because he targeted a police official. A French judicial official said that the suspect was born in Tunisia and that witnesses heard him say Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great, during the attack. The official killed Friday was a 49-year-old administrative employee who worked for the National Police Service. For U.S. President Joe Biden to reach his goal of cutting U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030, big pollution reductions will have to come from someplace other than automotive tailpipes. That's because there are just too many gas-powered passenger vehicles on U.S. roads, roughly 279 million. Experts say they cannot be replaced by electric cars in less than a decade. That means bigger cuts will have to come from other sectors of the economy. Most of the cuts likely will come from electric power plant emissions as well as methane gas emissions from oil wells and changes in chemicals used for air conditioning and refrigeration. NASA and Elon Musk's commercial rocket company SpaceX launched a new four-astronaut team on a flight to the International Space Station Friday, the first crew ever propelled into orbit by a rocket booster recycled from a previous space flight. The company's Crew Dragon capsule Endeavour streaked into the dark and pre-dawn sky atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket as its nine Merlin engines roared to life at 5:49 a.m. And from NASA's Kennedy Space Center at Cape Canaveral, blastoff was aired live on NASA TV. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.